Section 2. You will hear a speaker talking about Gorgona Island. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Once the home of a maximum security prison, Gorgona Island, a small 25-kilometer-squared island in the Colombian Pacific, is now home to a natural paradise and has become an important center for ecotourism and fauna and flora research. From the 1950s and for around 30 years, this landmass in the Pacific was a maximum security prison. Colombia's Alcatraz, some might say. The 56 kilometer of rough, shark-infested waters and its venomous snakes arguably making it the ideal place to house the most violent criminals of the time, as these hazards usually put an end to any hope of escape. The prison was operational until 1985 when the penal facility was closed and Gorgona Island was declared a natural national park by the Colombian government, UNESCO having recognized the island a World Heritage Site in the previous year, 1984. Gorgona Island is known as the Science Island due to its coral reef and tropical rainforest ecosystems and the research possibilities they present. The island was originally discovered in 1524 by Diego de Almagro, who gave Gorgona Island its name due to the large number of reptiles and the association with the Gorgons from Greek mythology, women demons with the hair of snakes. Gorgona Island is home to a wealth of native plant and animal species in the rainforests. On its eastern side, the island also boasts some of the finest white sand beaches in Colombia, while the west coast is made up of cliffs. There are also several hills on the island, the tallest being La Trinidad, which peaks at 388 meters. While the prison buildings remain, they are now overgrown with dense vegetation and provide a perfect environment in which to observe all kinds of wildlife, such as monkeys swinging through the vines. In order to preserve the environment, visitors who travel to Gorgona Island are strictly supervised, are limited to groups of 80 at a time, and are also prohibited from wandering too far away from the coastline. Especially during high season, it is advised that reservations are made 1 or 2 months in advance in order to avoid disappointment, as visitor quotas are staunchly upheld and quickly filled. Tourists are required to strictly follow the rules of the national park at all times to preserve the flora and fauna on the island. Electrical appliances such as stoves and hair dryers, alcoholic beverages, sprays and other contaminants, arms, and articles for hunting or capturing animals are banned and must not be brought to the island. No non-biodegradable rubbish must be left behind. Any organic waste should be placed in special containers found in the park for collection by rangers. Visitors are also required to get vaccinated against yellow fever, tetanus, and hepatitis B at least 10 days before arriving on the island. Vaccination certificates must be shown on entrance to the park. In the interests of their own safety, while not compulsory, visitors are strongly recommended to take a first aid kit that includes multi-purpose snake antivenom and medicine for diarrhea, along with rubber boots, a change of clothes, and sunblock.
You now have some time to read questions 17 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 17 220.
The terrestrial animal population on Gorgona Island includes sloths, blue lizards, freshwater turtles, snakes, and Babila alligators. There are 147 bird species, over 100 insect species, and more than 500 species of marine fauna. There are also hundreds of species of marine and terrestrial plant life on Gorgona Island. The sea around Gorgona Island has the most developed and diverse coral bank in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, which is also the largest in the country's Pacific region. The Colombian Pacific coast is the mating and birthing area for the humpback whale, which migrates between June and October each year. Almost all humpback whales found in this region are born in Colombian waters and are faithful to their birthplace, traveling 8,000 kilometers from the poles to have their babies and feed them in the warmer waters of Gorgona Island. With more than 1,000 humpback whales arriving in Gorgona Island's waters during mating and calving season, tourists need not be concerned that their whale-watching trip will be unsuccessful, rather just how many of these majestic creatures they will be able to see. Relatively few people can boast of a trip to Gorgona Island. Not only are visitor numbers restricted, but the trip is also difficult and is becoming increasingly expensive. The boat ride from Buenaventura, a coastal city of more than 300,000 people, situated about 10 hours from Bogota and 4 hours from Cali, takes 12 hours. Alternatively, it is an hour and 40-minute boat ride from Guapi, an Afro-Pacific town near the border of Ecuador. But no roads lead to Guapi. Guapi's single runway, Juan Casino Soas Airport, does, however, service flights to and from the southern cities of Cali and Popayan. Until 2009, visitors could make day trips to Gorgona from Guapi or spend a night there for as little as $12. However, in that same year, the government decided to give a private company sole control over all tourism on Gorgona Island, which resulted in exponential price increases. Since then, a park permit, a night in the basic bungalow in the remodeled prison guard quarters, three meals, and a return boat ride from Guapi can cost at least $250, and additional nights around $150. All activities, whale watching, snorkeling, even walking around the island, are extra. While these prices may still be in the price range for overseas visitors, they are prohibitively expensive for many locals. The people who do make it to Gorgona, however, can rest assured that they will be left blissfully alone in extraordinarily wild surroundings, and know that since such small numbers visit the island, the incredible ecosystem can continue to flourish.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.